What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. They can help you find work in any industry. With just one interview at Express, you have a connection to endless jobs, whether you want a contract job, a new full-time role, or a summer job. Choose Express Employment Professionals. Express has more than 860 locally owned locations and no fees for job seekers. Visit expresspros.com today to find a location near you. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. Summer is almost here and I'm so excited to go on vacation with my kids next month. We love going anywhere warm with a beach. I always make packing harder than it needs to be, but this year I'm doing all of my summer shopping at Macy's. I can find everything I need from bathing suits, sandals, summer dresses, shorts, even towels and sunscreen at Macy's. Whether you're packing for a destination vacation or planning a backyard staycation, Macy's has what you need. You can shop top brands like Levi's, Dolce Vita, Lacoste, and more. Shop at Macy's.com/ownyourstyle.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
I get so nervous on these episodes because Catherine is just over there like, I'm so excited. I can't wait. I just don't, like, we were supposed to have a guest today. Well, actually, we should tease it.
Jeez.
No, because I think we honestly should. So there was, I was at your daughter's birthday party with my daughter. I was actually waiting to pick up Alan.
And you just decided to hang out?
Well, because I had a babysitter. So I'm like, guys, I don't know what to do. It's like he missed his one connecting flight or whatever. And then, you know, when you just don't know, like because you always have something to do.
Right.
And then you don't have to, and I'm like, I guess I could go back and relieve the sitter and then just like have him take an Uber. But I'm like, what do I do?
Instead, you hung out with like eight kids instead of the one at your house. But hey.
I know. But I led them through meditation that lasted one minute.
Pretty impressive,
50
actually.
50 seconds, maybe. That was fun, though. But it was really cute because I took a little video of you and Nick. And then I put was it Whitney Houston?
Yeah.
I will always love you. And it's interesting because I don't think people come to my stories all the time, right? So it's like I might get people that watch them every day and then some people that just casually come in and watch them. And then maybe some that just like watch them, I don't know, once a month. Because I swear it'll be like, I post, we're in New York for Wind Down, New York, New York, New York. And then like the next day, you were in New York. I'm like, I literally, but also I'm like, okay, like obviously people, you know, aren't on there.
Good point.
Whatever, fine. But with you, it's interesting too, because you said last year, was it last summer?
It would have been, May is when we sat down.
Okay. So that you were going to get a divorce. Mm-hmm. And then now you're not getting divorced. And so you said that, talked about it, you know, about all that stuff. And then now people are like, I thought she was divorced. Isn't she getting divorced? Is that her boyfriend? And then
is that her boyfriend? Yeah. That's amazing.
So, and then like one the other night was like, wow, she moved fast. And I was like, no, like, this is her husband, y'all. So
also, if it was a new guy, that was May. That was almost a year ago.
Listen,
I'm just saying.
It could be 3 years and someone's going to say you moved too fast.
That's so funny.
I know. Like they said, you've had so many boyfriends. I'm like, I've had two.
Oh my gosh. Have you heard of dating?
Right. So it's just, and then the people that have been invested, truly my DMs were blowing up that night, just going like, I'm so proud of them. And then there's the few like, are they getting, I thought they were divorced. Or aww, who's the boyfriend? But then the other ones were like, I would love to hear both of them talk about their story, what they've been through and how, like some of the things that they noticed, maybe the start of the pull away or then even how you guys came back together. And so I first asked Nick because I mean, you guys have been on the podcast together.
Have we?
Yeah. We came to the studio in Nashville.
Oh, yeah. Gosh.
With me and Mike.
Wow. Yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah. So you guys have have been on before, but this is obviously a more personal topic. And so I had said like, hey, and Nick is like very much like me where we'll just kind of talk to anybody. But having said that, like this is a very personal, you know, situation and what you guys have gone through. I said, but there's a lot of people that really, truly want to know. And I think it'd be really helpful for people. Mm-hmm. So like, would you feel comfortable? You know, and we kind of just like talked around it. And then I was like, all right, I'm gonna tell Kat now. I'm like, Nick said it's okay.
Which is funny because he kind of texted me on the side when he sent that text. He was like, how do you feel thoughts or how do you feel about this or something? And I was like, yeah, let's go. I was like, I'll talk about all of it. And he was like, wait, what? Like he didn't expect me to.
Well, it's so cool too, because like you've been like through the process too, like opening up. And I think you see how it truly, and going out in the wind down shows, like how people do relate to you and connect to you. And so.
Yeah. And I've had a lot of people message me and ask me like, and it's been overwhelming in the sense that I don't know how to just like type out a little snippet of this is what's happened. This is how, you know, because it's like, how did you fix it? And it's like, I don't really know how to answer that question. And so I think it'll be better for us to sit down, kind of talk through it.
And then you can say, copy and paste episode.
Yes, literally go listen to, because it's just, yeah, it gets overwhelming. And I want to respond to people, but it's not an easy response, really.
So next week, we're going to have Kat and Nick on, and they're going to share their redemption story. And we'll share all about it. And a piece of something that I had to kind of say sorry on, too. So it's going to be...
Oh, this will be fun.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yay. But it's going to be good. And so let's take a break. And then we're going to... It's a Q&A episode. I have not looked at the questions yet.
Oh, I'm so excited.
But Kat's pumped. So stay tuned.
Let's do it.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment Professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow. I'm never going back. Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots.
Do I get to ask all of them?
Well, I haven't.
Do you want to see them?
I'm not going to look at them.
I'm just going to ask, and then if all you right, don't want to.
Okay, here we go. Let's see. Do I get a pass? Like, when Mark's not on here, I think Mark left our show.
I think he did, too.
I think he just said, like, I'm out.
And she's dating. She's happy. It's fine. I'm not needed to cause problems anymore. No, but anymore.
I do need to have him come back on just to be like, because he was right about soccer. He said he didn't set shit up.
And we haven't talked to him since, have we?
No.
Oh.
Not since I've had a boyfriend.
Oh, that's sad. Can we plan one when Mark's available? Right?
I know.
So here's my question.
Questions or question?
Well, first question is, where do we start? Do we just go for it or do we? Okay. We're going to start with number one.
Oh, right at the top of the list.
Right at the top. Okay. We'll start here. Do you think your boyfriend, Alan, will ever be able to move to Nashville?
Oh, I think, do I think he'll ever move to Nashville? So it's interesting because a lot of people, when I started dating him, they're like, how is this going to work?
Mm-hmm.
And I think in the beginning, I didn't really have that because I just was going to go have fun, right? And see what this was going to be. And then, you know, obviously as the time went on, it was one of those things where I thought, okay, what could this be, right? Because I can't move right now to England with my two kids. I don't think that would be fair at the age that they are for, you know, my ex and all of that. So what can you do, right? And with his work too, it's one of those things where, you know, he's a soccer coach, so he works in England, could potentially work here in the States. So I think it's I think the goal sure would be to be in the same place, but because of both of our jobs, we're always going to be traveling so much. Mm-hmm. So I basically told him, I'm like, listen, wherever you end up, whether it's in England or Ireland or Scotland, or like you make work what you want to make work. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So I'm not like, you have to live in Nashville, because we're still exploring the relationship. So I mean, one day, sure, that would probably be that'd be great. But I always say, I don't know if I'm going to stay in Nashville.
Sure.
I love Nashville. I would love for this to always be home base, but what if I eventually get that role where I have to live in Atlanta?
That role.
That role. It's up there in the sky. I can just see it.
It's right there.
I might be 60 by the time I finally get it, but I don't know. Like,
you're always willing to go where you need to.
Yeah, but I would never uproot the kids. I'll just say that to the UK.
Sure.
So to make our relationship work. And again, with his job too, there's a lot of months off. So like he could come here on the months that are off. So those are the kind of conversations we're having right now.
Sure.
So.
Okay. Good answer.
Does it kind of answer it a little bit?
But at the same time, like, you don't know for sure. You have no idea what's going to.
And I'm not like stressing about that or anxiously being like, oh my gosh, like, how is this going to work? It's like, it will work if it's meant to work.
Mm-hmm.
And the pieces will all fit together.
Yeah.
If it's meant to.
I like that. How do you move on from someone you love, but know they are not good for you?
How do you move on from someone you love, but know they're not good for you? I'll let you start that one.
How do you move on from someone you love but know they aren't good for you? Man, that's hard. I feel like that's a your heart, your brain knows it, but your heart doesn't know how to follow it kind of thing, if that makes sense. Time, boundaries. I mean, I think all you can do is give space and time, really. I mean, how do you, it's not overnight. It's not quick. It's not.
I hate the time answer so much, but that's just what it is.
Yeah. I mean, I do too.
Yeah.
But when I think back to relationships, I've had that situation, whether it be friendships or a relationship with a man or whatever, like it truly took time.
Relationship with a man.
Well, I meant a friendship. I meant a friendship or a woman, whatever. Whether it be a relationship or a friendship. It truly just took time because it hurts so much at first.
Yeah.
And your heart has a hard time.
I think time reveals a lot too about who, about the situation and the person. And I think if there's, if you're still years past, and you're still thinking about this person, like, that's tough. Mm-hmm. Like, there was one person that I had thought about for years. I mean, years. He's who I wrote Why You Wanna about.
Oh,
yeah. I didn't write Why You Wanna, who I sang Why You Wanna about.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I thought about him in relationships for even when years. I was in relationships.
Yeah.
Years.
And you knew he wasn't good for you.
But I didn't really know until I knew more about myself. Mm-hmm. So like now I can go, oh no, we would have never worked. Cause now I've learned more about myself.
So you just truly didn't know that at the time.
Uh-uh. So I think too, like once you grow, like once you learn more about yourself and once you heal and grow into someone, like that person ends up being someone that I wouldn't have liked certain things and it wouldn't, I just don't think it would have worked.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, it would not have worked.
Oh, yeah, but did funny. I, oh man. I mean, I was obsessed with him for a minute.
Isn't it funny how people on the outside are just like, no, obviously.
Right.
Like, and I'm like, really? See this? Really? Are
you sure? 10 years I've been like, I mean, I even dated a dude that looked very similar to him.
I'm trying to think. It looked like him. Oh, yes. Yes.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yep. Mm-hmm. Oh man. Okay.
So I think, yes. Unfortunately, that is as yucky as, I mean, not as yucky, is time is the biggest indicator, I think, to really see a, you know, the situation and the person, and every day gets a little easier, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. This is a good question. Any advice on how to make adult friendships? I found it super hard since I moved to California.
This is so hard. I was actually just talking to a girlfriend, or not even a girlfriend. I just met her, but I'm gonna say girlfriend. It was one of Alan's friend's wives. And she goes, it's really hard to meet women at this age. Mm. She's like, and it usually takes, she said, it's usually takes 2 years to get into someone's circle.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Because we've already had our, we already have our kind of cliques, actually, mm-hmm. or like our groups or our tribe or whatever you want to call them. And so to have someone else come in, it's like, it's a little bit harder. And also we don't have that much time too.
Right. Yeah.
It's hard enough getting queendom together.
Yeah.
And getting, you know, our euchre group together. So it's just to add on another thing, it's like, I kind of just want to be quiet and alone too.
Yeah. And that's hard because then if you think though from like that point of view where you've just moved and you don't have any friends where you're at, mm-hmm. how hard that would be because so many people already have their stuff. They already have their friends. They already have set. They don't have the time. And so to try and to like get into that, mm-hmm. that's tough. That would be hard. I don't envy that position for sure.
I would just say you'll find your people, but you don't want to force yourself into the wrong people just because you want to have that connection. So sometimes it's like, maybe you just need to FaceTime with your friends from home.
Yeah.
For a minute and then find someone, you know, and then just honestly, there's a friendship and I don't want to like call it out, but there's been someone who has really just stayed consistent, which then, cause I have a hard time letting some certain people in, but mm-hmm. with the person that stayed consistent, I started to trust.
Mm.
So if they show up and they're consistent with their friendship, then I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
So if you Yeah, if you stay like, consistent
yeah, and
ask. Text yeah. and ask and like you want to like that, I think that goes a long way if you're trying to get in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good point.
What is the most impactful thing you've learned in therapy?
Oh gosh, what is the most? That almost everything that happens as an adult goes back to childhood.
Yeah.
I mean, my reactions to anything and everything, I could now pinpoint to something from when I was a child, why I react the way that I do, why I feel the way I do. And it's empowering to really know that, but at the same time, it's like super frustrating for me. Mm-hmm. I get very frustrated with that.
Why?
Well, like, for instance, like I have like a little like tiff with some of my cheer mom friends right now.
Oh, I'm really? Tell yes. us more.
And it's really the girls.
Wait, do they listen to this?
Probably. It's okay. It's not, I mean, it's not like we've been talking through it, but they know me well enough to know that like, I'm going to say something. Mm-hmm. I want to talk it out. Mm-hmm. Right. And we've handled it very well. But what I realize about myself, it's like in that moment, I'm like, I am being triggered because of childhood stuff.
Interesting.
You're being triggered because of childhood stuff. And it's like so frustrating to me because it's like I want to tell myself just like you're being triggered because of like let it go or, you know, whatever. Like you don't have to talk this out or you don't, you know, whatever. It's just gets very frustrating. I feel stuck in that sometimes.
Can I ask what the problem is? Or the issue?
Yeah, we just have, you know, girls have grown up together, cheering together. Age differences are very different. You know, we've got two that are close in age that are clearly very best friends. And now we have an older one who's always been very good friends with them, but is now kind of only wanting to hang out with one of them and kind of causing some rifts there. But the older one and my daughter are on the same cheer team. They're in the same stunt group and it gets to be a problem. They start arguing and they start blaming and it's already a sport that's easy to do that anyway. Uh-huh. And so it's just something, you know, I finally was like, but we have all the parents are friends. So then they start talking within and I'm like, okay, so I'm hearing this, like, what do I need to deal with? What do I not? And it's just like, but I just am very sensitive to being left out. I'll admit it. It has been from childhood. And so when it happens to my daughter or if I feel that way, like it just triggers me and I hate it. Mm-hmm. I wish I was one of those, like one of our friends. I'm like, how do you just like let it roll off? She's like, I don't care. They want to hang out with me. They want to hang out with me. And I'm just like, God, I wish I was like that. I'm just not.
What piece of childhood? Like, where did you feel left out?
So I had like my entire childhood. There was three of us, which is never good. Three best friends growing up next door to each other. And for whatever reason, I think because my parents worked more, they were stricter, I wasn't able to hang out as much. It was definitely more two on one against me. And it was just one of those that we dealt with my entire childhood. And mm-hmm. it was just like, I came home in tears every day and like, you know, and so, and then from that, it was kind of a family of just suck it up, you know? And so now I'm trying to weigh like telling Emmy to suck it up. It's part of life. You're going to get left out. But then also trying the other side, be soft to it and not tell her to just suck it up. Like your right. feelings matter and, you know, all the things.
Yeah. Three in a friendship is tough. And that feeling left out, Mary and Lindsay were the two in my neighborhood and I was the third. So Mary, so me and Lindsay were really tight, but Lindsay was really tight with Mary. So it was always Mary and Lindsay. And then I kind of felt like the outsider. Yeah. So my mama said, never hang out with a group of three. And so it's happening in my neighborhood now with Jolie, where I'm like, shoot, like three's tough.
It is.
So there's like, there's two friends. And then she's kind of like lately been like the third.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh man, like we got to either get a fourth in or find her or someone else that's like a buddy.
Yeah.
Like a strong two.
It's so hard. And when your kids feel left out, you just, it just kills your heart. Yeah. You know?
Well, and because you remember how it feels.
Oh, like it was yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I still, and the problem is I, as an adult, still feel that way.
Same.
And I envy those that are just like, I mean, there are some people that are truly like, cool. They don't want to hang out with me. I'm just like, how does that not hurt your feelings?
I just like to be invited.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah.
Same.
I mean, that's the piece where, just because it's like, well, why don't they, did I do something wrong? Right. Or do they not like me or?
Yeah, it takes us back to our childhood wounds and our childhood. Like, but why? Like, why do they? Yeah, absolutely. Man, it's tough.
We should get hypnotized to not have that problem.
Please. I would love to take that away.
She would. Grace would be great with that. Actually, I think that's something where it's, yeah, just to be like, okay.
Yeah. Like, I'm sensitive and I'll admit it, but, you know.
We should do that cheer show we were talking about.
I was literally thinking, I'm like, where are the cameras right
we
now?
We need to do that treatment because that would be great.
Oof, I could get. I'm telling you, we love and we have a great group of people and a great group of moms, but it can get interesting.
Oh, I want to watch it so bad. So we need to write that treatment. That would be.
We'll write that for sure.
That would be really good. Yay. All right. Well, but no, it's true though. I mean, to go back to that question, I mean, everything truly does go back to childhood trauma. I think that's why when you know, that's the first thing. And it's like, you just go hugging that whatever age, because there's an age, whatever age that is, that was your first impactful moment. Like, I'm six. So it's like always, which scares me with Jolie, because I'm like, she's seven. I'm like, oh, God, yeah. What did I do? And she was at six or seven.
Man, I love that. I don't know the age.
Yeah, so you go back to the age. And that's who you become when you're with Nick, when you're with your girlfriends, when you're, that is the age. So like when we were in, it was therapy with my ex, it was a six and a 14-year-old fighting against each other. Mm. My six-year-old is wanting to be loved. His 14-year-old is wanting to like, you know, like not be controlled. And yeah.
Wow. Can you be multiple ages with different like traumas and different...
I'm sure, but there's one that's going to be the most impactful.
Interesting. Okay. I'm going to dig into that.
Yeah, because it's like that's where you then start, you turn it and go, you have empathy and you basically, this is what I learned at Onsite, you talk to that six-year-old little girl. Like, what did you want to hear in that moment when you got scared from dad? Like, why did you not feel safe? And like, what do you want to tell her that you're safe? And like, you like talk, I mean, I'm like.
I know, like, it makes me tear up thinking about it.
You're talking to like this, you know, I'm like, you're safe. But like, but then you feel it and you embrace it. And then you like, so like, you know, whether it's the being left out it would probably go a core deeper of something to that, sure. Like what that feeling is. And then like, you would talk to that and it would help your adult self like heal from that childhood wound.
All right. Well, I'm going to work on that. I'm working on it, friends. I promise.
No, I mean, the other day in therapy, I had like, it was one of those moments where, you know, when you go in and you're like, I'm good. I don't really have anything to talk about.
Oh, those are the always.
I accidentally actually missed the session. She's like, are you coming? And I'm like, oh, crap. Oh, no. And I like put it in the wrong coast or something. I think that's what happened. I'm not really sure. And so, or it was because we got hacked.
Oh, God.
Who knows? Maybe they were changing around my therapy times on me. I thought about
now
that, too.
I'm going to be watching.
Because it was the same day.
Oh, my gosh.
It was the day that we found out that I got hacked.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, anyways, but it was one of those where I was just kind of like walking in, and I had like this one thing. I go, okay, I kind of want to talk about this, but it's nothing like super pressing. Cut two was the biggest revelation I've had.
Oh, wow.
But also, it was something that I'm like, I thought I got past this. So I was like, I was crying because I was like disappointed too. I was like, I thought I've already moved on from this. And she goes, those wounds, yeah. Those like those threads stay in you.
Ugh.
And they just show up at different times. And I'm like,
oh, our darn. Children. that's what I think about when I hear that. I'm just like, and this is going to be a thread for the rest of our lives. It's fine.
Doing the best that we can.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow. I'm never going back. Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots.
I'm going to ask you this.
Okay.
Because you've never have.
Okay.
And you know I have. So, do you believe in the saying, once a cheater, always a cheater?
Whew. No. I don't. I don't think it's that black and white.
Explain.
I think there are some people that are chronic cheaters and may never change from that. But I don't think just because you've cheated one time or a couple times or whatever, that you're always going to be a cheater. I just don't think it's that black and white. I think everybody's different. I think some people will heal from it, and I think some people will never change from it. Mm-hmm. But I think every case is different.
Yeah.
I can easily think of people I know. That person's going to cheat for the rest of their life. I can guarantee it. And I can easily think of people I know that I'm like, they're never going to cheat again. Mm-hmm. So I just don't think it's that black and white.
Yeah.
What about you?
I think it's situational. Having said that, I think, like, if I would have stayed married to Max, I think he would have cheated forever. Mm-hmm. Because I think he was just, yeah, that, like, but I don't think, I think he's capable of not cheating in his next serious relationship. So maybe, you know what I mean? Like, I think sure. People can change, and I've seen people change. I know that for me, it's situational, but also, like, I don't want to ever go back to that feeling. I'd rather just be like, this is not working out for me. Mm-hmm. 'Cause I know what it does. I know what it feels like to cheat on someone. And I know what it feels like to be cheated on. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I just don't like that anymore.
And you know the full repercussions of all of it.
Oh, it's awful.
Yeah.
So no, I would say I don't believe in that saying at all. Having said that, if you are, and you have been someone that done that, like I did in my 20s, like it just, you have to just set like very strong boundaries. And why are you looking for that reassurance or that love or that need to be wanted? Or mm-hmm. So it's you're not going to really truly get it from the other person that you're going to cheat on.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's something within you that you're looking for. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, because it's the worst validation you'll ever get.
Right.
Because the damage is awful for hurting and you receiving.
Sure. So. All right, I'm scrolling up.
Oh, you're scrolling
I
up.
I am. I like this question. Has Mike met Alan yet, or will he?
Oh, you.
Damn it, Catherine. I love this question. It's a valid question.
It is a valid question. You know why I struggle with this question?
Why?
Is because I'm like really trying to be more private with this relationship.
Okay, fair.
And so I know if I was to say the answer or an answer that I don't know how to step with this one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I just, I'm like, I want to be more private.
Okay.
But I will also say like they will for sure meet, you know, with, because I'm sure he'll be around the kids eventually.
Sure. Okay, fair. And I respect that you're wanting to keep it private. I'll scroll down a little bit then. Because everyone wants to know all about Alan. One more question about Alan.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Okay. I like this one, though. This one's pretty easy.
Okay.
Will he ever come on the podcast?
Ooh. Oof. I think, okay, so he's very private. I mean, he's got, you know, he's a very private person, and I love that about him. I will say this, and this is what we've kind of talked about, because he is so private. One of the things I said to him, I was like, you know, I'm not private.
Like, you know,
like,
that, right?
Have you, I know you found me on Instagram, but did you like watch my Instagram?
I need you to go down that rabbit hole.
I was like, I say a lot of stuff and I don't hold back on a lot of things. So for someone who lives a private world, that can be, I just might not be your girl for that reason. Now I can publicly not share us. Having said that, I'm going to want to eventually, and I'm going to want to share the good stuff. Now, what I will never do is you will never, and I can say this, you will never hear me talk anything bad about, not even say bad, but like, I don't ever want to get on this podcast ever again and talk about like the relationship hardships from a wounded place. Like we can be like, oh, he left the other day. It was cute. Like he'll like wash the dishes or whatever, and then he'll leave them on the counter. And I'm like, hey, babe, like, here's a towel to put down. Like, you know how obsessed I am about my countertops. It's the one thing. I was like, it's the one thing I don't like, seeing circle rings, like, and then just like water on my countertops. Like, just, you know. And so he was cute. He left me a little note. He goes, oh, wait, what did he say? It was, he's like, deal with it. Love you. Like, with a, like, you know what I mean?
That's
like, it was really cute. And he like left him up there again.
Oh, I love that.
And it was so cute. It like made me smile. But like, so like things like that, like we would, but I would, Mike and I just talked about so much heavy and hard stuff. And like, I hope we never will ever have to experience that in our relationship. But even so, like, I don't want to talk about that. I don't want it to be like, oh, struggling. Like, it's just like, so that's the piece too, where I'm like, I promise you that that's not, I'm going to be like, ah, like, I will always hold you in the highest of respect. And like, that's what I love about our relationship, is there's so much respect, how I talk to him, how he talks to me. Like, it's just, it's a level of respect I've never in my life have received nor given. So that's where I just, like, with him coming on the podcast, like, it would, yeah, sure. I'm sure one time he would, like, for fun. And because I know everyone just wants to, like, hear his accent.
That would be fun.
But even today, he was working out with us, and Aaron's like, what?
What? I know every time he talks, I'm like, wait, what?
So yeah. But do you know what I mean, though, about, like, not having, like, the, so that's where sometimes, and I even told him, I was like, if you don't ever want me to discuss us, or, like, I will respect that too. And he's like, no, babe. He's like, I get it. This is what you do. He's like, I just don't want the, like, which we haven't had a fight ever. So that's great. But if we were to, like, I'm like, no, I would never, because I don't want to live that life again of like that being the story of us. It shouldn't. It should be like the happy ending. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not any, you know, it's kind of not any different when they talk about like not telling your family or not telling your friends, like, about all your fights and stuff like that. Yeah. Like, you don't really want to taint, because in the moment you're frustrated and you're whatever. But in the scheme of things, like, but you don't want to taint it to everybody either.
No.
Like, we got in this stupid little fight, and then we got in this fight, and we got in this. And it's like, all right, well, I don't like them then. You know, it's like, you don't really want to.
Yeah. I mean, I will say the things like when I'm not used to having, so he's over, obviously over here right now visiting. I'm like, I'm not used to having a guy in the house. So he's like, babe. And I'm like, God, you just scared me.
you forget he's here.
He's like, babe. And I'm like, oh my gosh. So it's like, I get scared easily too, but I'm also not used to hearing like a man voice in the house, right? So it's like, if I'm taking, like, I was taking a shower before the podcast and he was like, hey, babe. And I'm like, oh my God,
you sure to get scared so easily. Like, I just walk into our house and have to be like, Jana, I'm here. Texting, FYI, I'm here. If not, she jumps a mile in the air.
I know. So that's why he's like, babe, he's like, let me tell you the difference between scaring. And then he's like, this is scary. Like, he comes around the corner from the shower. I'm like, okay. I was like, yeah, I'm just not used to it. So
that's cute.
So like, I think like little things like that. But besides that, I'm like,
I think it'd be fun to have him on one day and like,
as a fun, but maybe like in the future, who knows?
But I get it. He's private,
which I love.
I think we all love it.
Let's stay someone private. That doesn't want to date me just for followers.
Yeah, let's stay private.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see.
Maybe like one or two more.
Okay, one or two more.
I'm trying to think.
Ooh. Well, are you happy?
Yeah.
Okay, that was a question. I just wanted everybody
are you to hear
that. I am. Good. I just want everybody to hear the answer.
Yes. What I'll say to this is it doesn't have to be that hard.
Yeah.
It's been the thing that has just, like, I see, and I know we're only, what, five months, fine. But usually by this point, like, there'll had been, like, something, especially in, like, my last one. But at like the 3 month mark, I'm like, oh, it's like, it doesn't have to be that hard. Mm-hmm. It can just be like really awesome and respectful and communicate well. And like, yeah, I'm sure we'll have our moments, but like, it doesn't have to be that hard. It's like the struggle that like I had with my mm-hmm. exes, and like, it just doesn't have to be that.
You're like, oh my God, it could have just been.
I'm like, this is oh my goodness.
Yeah. Well, and it's like, You pick your battles, you know?
Yeah.
Things are going to come up, but...
For sure, things are going to come up. Like, I know we're still on... But by this point, things would have already come up.
Right.
For me, at least. And this is just like... I'm like, wow, this is... And someone had told me that once. And it was actually... You know, it's interesting. It's the person that said that was the person that I had liked, like, way in my past that I mm-hmm. hung on to for a minute. And... But I was married, and he's like, how's things going? And I was like, oh, man, because we were on tour, and... He was saying, I'm like, it's just a struggle. And he goes, you know, it doesn't have to be that hard.
Wow.
And I was, that always stuck with me. I'm like, but it is. And I'm like, I looked at him like, you have no idea what marriage is like. Don't even like, mm-hmm. it is hard, buddy. And right. marriage is hard, but like, it doesn't have to be that hard.
Yeah.
It's the that piece.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's funny. That came from him.
Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. Hey, stuck with you.
It did.
For 10 years.
And now I'm like, thanks. You're right. It doesn't.
Yeah. That's great. I love it.
Okay. Well, that was a little Q&A for y'all. We're going to come back next week with Nick and Catherine, and it's going to be a good one.
Okay.
So can't excited. Wait. See you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where Traditional Medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine-free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7. Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.